Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for December 2nd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is gloaming, spelled G-L-O-A-M-I-N-G. Gloaming is a noun. It's a literary term synonymous with the word twilight and the word dusk, the darker part of twilight. It's used most commonly in the noun phrase, the gloaming. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Sam Sifton. There were sourdough waffles to start the day and tuna sandwiches for lunch, a few hours of everyone reading novels in separate corners before a long solitary walk in the gloaming, accompanied by gloved waves across generally empty streets. If The Gloaming were a Stephen King thriller, the climax would undoubtedly take place at the crepuscular hour. But despite its ties to darkness, the origins of the word gloaming are less than shadowy. Originally used in Scottish dialects of English, the word traces back to the Old English word gloam, meaning twilight, which shares an ancestor with the Old English gloan, meaning to glow. In the early 1800s, English speakers looked to Scotland again and borrowed the now archaic verb gloam, meaning to become dusk or to grow dark. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.